Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
I'm great. I'm just sitting here on my couch enjoying some home time with my girlfriend here, Miss Vaughn.
Miss Vaughn. And do you have like 8 Red Bulls in your hand?
No, I don't, but I've been wearing this helmet for the past 3 hours. So Lindsay's already taken a video of me. I fell asleep with it on, so she took a video of me.
The last time she did that, you were snoring. Were you snoring this time too?
Yeah, she likes to catch me slipping all the time, but it's okay. I mean, she's caught me a few times. I got to get her back, but I'm focused right now. She said she doesn't want to get in my kitchen too much because playoffs are just around the corner. So.
That's it. Tomorrow. You guys ready?
Yeah, man. I think everybody's excited. I mean, when you look at the playoffs, you think about the respect for the game and respect for all the teams that have made it this far. It's been a tough season, man. It's been a tough season for everyone. But Tampa, it looks like. Tampa had a really good year this year. Tampa had a very similar year to the one we had last year. Obviously, they had more points, than we obviously accumulated last year. But very similar with the President's Trophy and winning the division and all that great stuff. And we've been through that. But this year was a little different. We had a lot more injuries, a lot more ups and downs, and I think that was good for our team. I really do. And it says a lot about us, being able to win the division. But in terms of the playoffs, I think everybody just has a tremendous amount of respect for how hard it is to get here. And when you think about your opponent, you have to have a ton of respect for your opponent, regardless of where they've been in the standings, because we know as well as anyone that the regular season standings don't matter once the playoffs start. So, we're just really excited to have another opportunity to put a really great run together.
No doubt about it. And we'll get into that matchup. Certainly big win on Saturday, as you mentioned, winning the division. And I saw some comments from Simmons talking about how loud it was in that building and how excited he was to kind of feel that playoff atmosphere in Bridgestone.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was obviously a huge game. And for us, just a couple bad bounces early. And, you got to give Chicago credit. They capitalized on those bounces even after playing the game the night before and a meaningless game for them. But, a game that meant the world to us. So, I was really happy with the way we responded. And I think it was 5 unanswered goals we scored. So, it was perfect hockey for what we're preparing ourselves for. And I think going into the playoffs right now, I think we're prepared for pretty much anything. We've seen it all. So we've seen it all this season.
You guys trailed 2-0 to the Blackhawks, as you said, but also to the Canucks in the previous game before you won both of the games. I thought that was just a fantastic way to really show the team's mettle and to maybe get in that playoff mind frame, to wrap up the regular season the way you won those two.
Yeah, there's no question that, for us, the past 6 games, leading down the stretch were very meaningful games for us and very, very important games. We were put in a position where we had to respond. We had to come out with that playoff mentality and that desperation. And, maybe in all those games, we didn't show it for a full 60 minutes, but we showed it when we needed to. And when we were pushed, when our backs were against the wall, we responded the way that that everyone's seen us respond over the past few years. So, we're a team of character and great group, and obviously to see Arvi get that huge goal and, obviously a record goal in the franchise was great to see a little bit of that happen. But, as a team, we're very, very close, and we feel that we have all the parts to do what we need to do and get done. And hopefully at the end of the playoffs, we're sitting there hoisting, that's our goal, but that's the 16 other teams' goals too. So we have to, we understand that, we get that.
You mentioned that record goal by Arvi. Fabbro had his first goal in the last game. What was that like to see that young man live that? And I'll ask you, what was it like for you when you scored your first goal?
Well, my first NHL goal came in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was actually in Pittsburgh against against obviously the Penguins at the old arena, the old Igloo. And it was different. I think, you know, would I have liked to maybe have a couple of games towards the end of the season to kind of get my feet wet? Now looking at it, no, because, you know, there was no better experience than scoring that way and having that opportunity. So, you know, I know what it's like. And it was obviously a different situation for him. He's coming into a team that's been to the Stanley Cup final in the past 3 years, won a President's Trophy, and has a lot of veteran players around him. So it's a great situation for him to come in and just be himself, have fun, not worry about making mistakes, and just learn. And he's been doing that. He's a great kid. He's well-liked. And Rem Pitlick, too. I mean, having him, obviously, in the locker room, he's a young guy who's, excited to be there, and he can tell. And both of them are doing really, really well. So, you know, but to see Fabbro score that, it's a huge goal. Big, big goal, and I'm sure a big boost for his confidence. And going into the playoffs, we need everybody that we can use to be confident about their game and know that when they're called and asked to play, that they can get the job done.
It's so unique to know that you have to play these four series to win the Stanley Cup. It's such a fantastic thing to watch. After such a grueling regular season, how do you prepare mentally and physically to then hopefully literally go on and play until June from this point?
Well, this is, listen, there's no pep talk needed. There's I've played in 90 playoff games, and I can pretty much remember every single one of them, you know. And it's the intensity. It's, you're playing for the opportunity to play tomorrow, and there is no tomorrow. Every game, that's the approach. There is no tomorrow, and it's the most taxing, physically and mentally grinding, you know, 2 months of hockey that you'll ever play, you know. And but that's what the exciting thing is about, is that, you know, for me, it's great to do it for those 8 or 9 months during the season, but if you don't do it in those 2 months, it means nothing. So, you know, it doesn't matter what you did during the regular season. As a team, we all did what we had to do. But individually now, we need your best, and we need everyone's best. And, this is a season, I know that for me personally, that I love to be a part of, and that I'm excited to be a part of, because, you know, all my heroes, they dream about playing in the playoffs. You know, these are moments that they live for. So, you know, I want to live for those moments too, and enjoy it. And there's no better team that I'd love to go to war with than the guys that we have now.
PK Subban with us. Game one tomorrow against Dallas, 8:30 at Bridgestone Arena. PK, how do you feel like you guys match up with the Dallas Stars?
I think that throughout the playoffs, you look at all the matchups now, everyone's going to look at matchups and this and that. And, you know, the matchups that we're going to have in game one probably won't be the same matchups in game two. You know, things are going to change, and different guys may come in or out of the lineup, on both sides. Who knows? I think that what it is now it's not so much about the matchups. It's just everyone's just got to do their job and focus on your job and what you have to bring. You know, for me, I've never personally thought about the other player on the other side. I've always thought about just my game and what I have to do to be at my best. And I know that if I do that, there's not too many players that I feel can take that away from me. So, you know, I think that if our whole team has that mentality, we're going to be fine, because everybody, you know, everyone on our team can play and has excelled. And we have a lot of guys now who've played. Look at Brian Boyle. Like, I think he's got the most playoff games on the team, and he's been to two finals or two or three finals. So, you know, we have guys on our team with experience, and most of my teammates, they've been in the Cup Finals. So, you know, we have a lot of guys with experience. But, you know, as far as everything goes right now, we just have to focus on what we can control. And, I don't know too much about the matchups and what's going to happen. But I think for our team, we just have to focus on game one everybody bringing their best, regardless of who you're matched up against.
Focus on hoisting.
Yeah, let's hoist. That's been the mantra this year. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think it's one step at a time. I think, you know, everybody, there's no question that every player on every team in the Stanley Cup playoffs is thinking about the opportunity to win the Stanley Cup. But, you know, it doesn't happen. It's not going to happen tomorrow, and it's not going to happen on Saturday. So we just have to focus on what's in front of us, and that's game one and the first shift, and then go from there.
Love it. Thanks for the visit, PK. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Red Bull hat and all.
Yeah.
Red Bull helmet.
He's sleeping in it. Lindsay busted him.